Welcome to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant. The Legacy and Faith Show is about the journey of discovering how to create plans that protect wealth and family values for generations. And now the host of the Legacy and Faith Show, Paul Grant.
Thank you so much for joining me today. You may notice that Mark's voice is not here, which means that we kind of have a special session. And today we're going to be concentrating more on the faith part of the show. I recently took a mission trip to Indonesia, and I wanted to spend a little bit of time talking about what we did over there. I know that many listeners write in and have an interest in what's happening over in Indonesia and the work that I do over there. As a matter of fact, you can head over to legacyandfaith.com, and there actually is a button that says follow Paul's missions. You can click on that, and it'll take you over to our website to the firm, and there's information there. So to begin with, why do I go to Indonesia? Well, it kind of started out as I kind of have two different paths in life here, which is I have the legal part of my life. I am an estate planning attorney, so do good work with estate plans and finances. But I've ran businesses for over 25 years. And then I've got the Christianity part of my life, the part of me that wants to go out and do kingdom good, talk to others about their relationship with God. And so the combination of that led me to Indonesia, where I have some relationships and have had them for quite some time. And I go over and put on business sessions. So I talk to small business owners in Indonesia about strong, practical business concepts and principles that they must implement into their business to be successful. And then I also use a spiritual principle or two that they must implement. I want to increase their faith, turn their attention towards heaven, know that God is good and that He wants to bless them, and to expect that blessing in their life. It's a unique concept in Indonesia to have the belief that you are called into the marketplace. So if a Indonesian or a typical individual would talk about ministry, they would think, I have to become a pastor. I have to be doing something at the church. They wouldn't see themselves as marketplace ministers, or that that is their calling, that is their gifting. So it has become a regular trip of mine. I've gone several times in the past 24 months. I think this was my fifth trip to encourage Christian business owners in good business principles and also spiritual principles in the running of their business. So there's kind of the background of what I have done. Again, you can find more information over at legacyandfaith.com, and you can click the button. But I had the unique pleasure of having a couple individuals go with me. So my daughter usually goes with me, Rebecca. She's not in studio, but I do have two other gentlemen. I use that term very lightly, of course, but I have one of my best friends in life, Barry Kenny, and he is in studio. Barry,
hello, Paul.
Welcome. And I have David in with me, David Preston, and it's a great pleasure to have you on your first type of interview.
Yes,
of, thank you. On radio.
Thank
so that's
you.
Awesome. So both of these gentlemen went on the trip with me and were participants in the business realm as well as just in working at churches and doing other things. So today we're just going to talk, have a little bit of a round table of what did we do in Indonesia? And some of your initial thoughts, gentlemen, of what you saw and some of your experience. And one of the reasons I really wanted to talk about this and have you come in was actually, David, one of the things you said to me was that one of my radio shows, I was talking about Indonesia. And it was right. Actually at that time that there was something that pinged in your heart that says, man, I really got to go on
right.
this. And so with that as kind of the backdrop, what was that kind of what led you to when I said, hey, you want to go to Indonesia with me? And you said, yeah, sure, let's do that. What is that really kind of the defining moment of this opportunity to that rose up and you took it?
I think the podcast you did was the big tap on the shoulder. But prior to that, if you go back, just things happen in life and kids have gone on mission trips. We have not, as a couple, my wife and I have not gone on a mission trip, but sent the kids. And then I'd been to Indonesia over 30 years ago. My parents had been there on business with Boeing. And I just felt the big tap on the shoulder that I need to go.
Yeah, awesome. And Barry, you've gone before with me. As a matter of fact, the first trip coming out of COVID was that November 2022?
Yeah,
that sounds about right.
That's
2 years ago, yeah. And so this is your second trip back. So what are some of the things that have led you to say, yeah, I want to go and I want to go to Indonesia and try to influence other people for the kingdom?
Well, there was the first trip, I really didn't know what to expect. And I did learn a lot about the culture that we talked about many times about hand-to-mouth culture. And this trip, I was interested because we had a few different options, like going to some schools, going to some churches that were intriguing to me, plus the chance to get back and meet some of the people we met before. I was very curious to see if some of the people we had met before.
Yeah, good. So in that, what was one of the most memorable things that came out of the trip for each of you? So, David, what's something that sticks out to you as this was awesome?
Yeah.
Other than being with me?
Yeah.
Can't use that one. You have to use something else.
Okay. That was my second choice is.
Yes, correct.
I think there was a Friday night youth service. It was pretty packed out. And some of the kids came forward. And then our interpreter, Isaac, talked to him some more in Indonesian. And more came forward. And just to see the kids coming forward, but their hearts changed and something was going on. Some were crying, just shaking and crying so hard. And I actually got a photo after things were kind of calming down, a great photo of lights reflecting and a girl was down on her knees and just tears on the floor. It was just that to this day touches me. And I think about that a lot. The other thing is there's a need for Bibles down there and a need to help them read.
Yeah.
So big need. I see that as a big box that needs to get checked.
Yeah,
definitely.
We need
to get Bibles to them.
Barry, how about you? What was something that kind of stood out to you and why?
Well, this trip we went to a village, and we didn't do that before that I remember. And we met with the chief of the village, and really I think that was a cultural eye-opener as well. That we were fortunate and to have a dinner with the chief and his wife, and then after the dinner, which we participated in cooking,
if I recall,
we mashed a bunch of things together and made a paste, which was one of the best chicken dinners I've ever had. But after the dinner, the kids of the village did their traditional dance routines, and I just thought that was really the most amazing, was just that culture and how they learn these and pass them from generation, because they were different age groups, very young girls. And then as they got older, they did more difficult maneuvers and dances. And I just thought that was fantastic that night.
Yeah, Bali is more Hindu focused, which is unusual in Indonesia. It's a Muslim country. And so a primary and dominant culture is led by their Muslim belief, by Islam. But yet in Bali, there is a strong presence, and actually the predominant religion is Hinduism.
Right.
And that's some of what you were talking about. They've had these dances for generations and generations. And what struck me about that cultural difference was how invested the chief was in the youth of his village. So these are not his kids. Mm-hmm. And yet they go to his house and they perform and practice with him personally. And the depth and desire to keep that cultural significance alive inside of that village was very profound to me. And, Proverbs says to raise up your children in the way they should go, and they will not depart from it. And this was very front and center with this particular visit out into the village that Barry was just talking about. And yes, it's amazing to see how the chief had such a desire to ensure and protect the culture that he was raised in. As a matter of fact, that is his job as a spiritual leader, and it's actually quite a beautiful thing to see him taking it so seriously. Now, I'm hoping that at some point he will come to the revelation of Jesus Christ, and there will be a shift in some of the thinking. And that's a part of what actually I think that we were able and privileged to bring, is that we had the opportunity. Barry mentioned that we had unique things to do, which is we went into some of the schools and had opportunities to actually mix with the kids and actually perform with them. And so that was awesome. And it made really an influence on them, I think. It's a lasting influence to have us come in and actually talk to them. So the youth service, David, that you mentioned, that there was a very strong presence of what the Lord was doing. And you mentioned that it really influenced. That was one of your highlights. Other than some of the initial response, was there anything else about that evening? Or expand just a little bit on what that evening was like for you. So for the youth service, you were talking about that was very impactful. So unpack that just a little bit more for the audience of why was that so impactful for you?
I think being kind of a wallflower a bit and seeing the kids, seeing Isaac.
Who's our interpreter.
Our interpreter, work with the kids, speak to the kids. And yeah, it was just so much there. I'm not putting my finger on it right now. Sorry.
Nope, it's all good. Barry, I think we collectively we agreed that that was one of the more impactful sessions.
And I think praying for the kids, you know, most of them English was barely at all. So praying with them and seeing them physically change and melt a little bit was amazing too. And then my wife and daughter were able to pray with the girls.
Yeah,
we started it off with what is the cardboard testimony, where we wrote our own words on a piece of cardboard with the flip side of how God answered that prayer for that one word. And we did that first, and I noticed, I was lucky enough to go first, and I noticed as I crossed the stage, the tears just started flowing. So the people, the kids, were recognizing the words that we were putting on, and they were reflecting on that and feeling it in their own. And I thought that was a really impactful for me, was we were communicating with a totally different language, but we all had common issues, and I saw the kids really responding to that.
Yeah, and Barry, what you're talking about is that this is an exercise that my daughter has done at Young Life many times, and which is you take a word of who you were before Christ, mm-hmm. and how did you feel about your self-identity, and then on the opposite side is, now that you know him, now that you have given your life to Christ and allowed his entrance, what is the antithesis of what you were experiencing then, and what's the difference now? And so then you flip that card over, and all of a sudden it's the counter opposite, because he's so good and his grace has covered us. Mm-hmm. And it's a very impactful opportunity for people to relate, because at the end of the day, we are all made in his image, and we all have these struggles internally that we're dealing with. We're not that much different, and it doesn't matter the color of our skin, right, our sex. It doesn't matter our education, our financial aptitude. At the end of the day, we just need a loving, kind God to speak to us, give us our identity, radically change our lives so that we can be better and be lifted up, because that's what we need as individuals. Well, we are up against a break right now. And if you've joined us mid-session, we're talking about my latest trip to Indonesia and missions. I have Barry Kenny. I have David Preston with me, and we're going to take a quick break. We're going to continue this conversation on the other side of break, but if you're interested in learning more, please head over to our website, legacyandfaith.com. There's more information about our mission trip. There's also things that you can find about estate planning and my usual job, and so head over there. There's past podcasts, upcoming educational opportunities, and it's all found at legacyandfaith.com. Can I avoid probate? Will I lose everything if my health becomes compromised? How do I preserve what I have for me and my family? Will the government take it all? This is Paul Grant with the Legacy and Faith Show. These are some of the most common questions we get on a daily basis, and there are solutions for all of these issues. It is time for you to protect your family and what God has placed under your stewardship, and we can help. Go to legacyandfaith.com to find out more about our services and upcoming educational opportunities. That's Legacy and Faith.
Your photos, slides, scrapbooks, and home movies are invaluable and irreplaceable. Barry Kenny here with the Bear Services. Call us to save them as digital files to be stored electronically and shared liberally. We will even come to you so they stay in your possession. Go to thebearservices.com for more information. That's thebearservices.com.
We now return to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant, and continue today's practical discussion to apply biblical principles for kingdom purposes.
Well, thanks for joining us today on the Legacy and Faith Show. We're talking about the most recent trip to Indonesia. And I've gone, boy, like I said, I think this is my fifth or sixth trip in the past 2 years. And so there's a work that has been going on, and it's really been geared towards business owners. So I want to get a moment with the two of you, and I want to hear your impressions on what impacted you as you dealt with the business owners or the opportunity to talk to them. And so we talked a little bit about the youth service that was most impactful during our time there, but we had a lot of opportunity to touch business owners and speak life into them and hopefully change the course of their life. So what was your experience in the educational process that we contributed to for business owners specifically?
I thought that we had met before, so that again, second trip for me, and we had a different kind of session. This session, I noticed we was a little bit more interrelating. We had the business people speaking with us during that time about what's going on in their businesses. I got that sense. I thought that this time with David and I working on a marketing part, which was an addition that we didn't really do before, we actually brought out a whiteboard and did some, and I think using your words education was a very good way to describe that. And I thought David did a super job of explaining to the business people the idea of getting out to the market. So I thought that was a big difference. The other part that got was this, we did have one session where it was all women, and they had different jobs that they did. One lady made bags, yarn bags, which were very colorful, and I could see some culture in that. And she was very generous and gave us each a bag. So it was very nice of her. But hearing their side and us kind of encouraging them that they can participate in the success of their families, in the success of their church, in the success of their business, that their business makes a difference. And I think that was a cultural difference as well.
Yeah. And David, you had the thought process of, I need to kind of see what's going on in order for me to have some of that confidence to really speak to them personally, right, instead of just coming with your own agenda. And so how did the business sessions influence you? Did you take something away from it? How do you feel that you input into everyone's life?
Yeah, good point there. Yeah, I didn't want to go and just take what I know from my hundred plus clients that I've got and infuse into them, because they've got a whole bunch of different things going on there, all from personalities to culture to economy over there. I think it was the hunger that they all had. A lot of note taking, and one thing that hit me when we were at the Chief's Village up in the out of ways from Bali. We were about an hour and a half out of the touristy part, And up in the Hindu village, he had those college kids come in. And there were two girls sitting right across from me at the table that had the Muslim, the headpiece, but not across the face. And they were about 22 years old. And one girl looked very intense. And she was just taking everything in that you were talking about, Paul. And then the question she started asking about business blew me away. And she was running a food business and catering to pay for her college. And then afterwards, when we broke apart and were mingling a little bit, Isaac, the translator, was speaking with them. Her dad was Muslim. Mom was not. His dad was Muslim. They started talking together. And she says, I want to know this Jesus more.
Yeah.
So that left a big impact on myself and my daughter, Hannah.
Yeah, and that's really one of the reasons that we go and use business as just the introduction and the roadway to talk about spiritual principles and hopefully have a little bit of a softened heart. We talked a lot about, David, something that you brought to the table, which I thought was really good, which is that start, stop. And it's not adjust. What
modify.
Other word? Modify. Yeah. Adjust, modify. See, I was close. talk to me a little bit about that, because there may be other business owners out listening to us today, and they may need to hear this.
Well, I think about it when you two are doing the Balinese dance, some start, stop, and modify.
Oh, yeah. We were not yeah. supposed to talk about that.
You wanted
that.
Mostly stop on that, didn't
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
When I stopped crying because yeah. I was laughing so hard.
Yeah.
Just you have a situation – just about anything. It's just a good filter when you're done is the what in that situation, what should I stop doing? What should I start doing? What should I modify? So start, stop, modify. Just a little checklist you can go through. When you're doing business, when you're doing family stuff, there's a lot of different areas. Very universal.
Yeah, it really is. It's not just for business, but it is a fantastic business analogy. Specifically, if you get someone with a personality like mine, I just want to start everything. I just want to keep going. And then there's something else to start. So let's
exactly.
do that too.
Exactly.
And stopping is really not within my personality. Modifying is, but it's a necessity to really take that moment, stop and assess. So that
yeah.
word
yeah.
stop can also add in assessment. How am I doing something that is actually creating the profit and the return on investment that I am expecting? So we've started something. We need to take a moment to stop and assess. It doesn't mean you stop it in totality. It's really more of an assessment word. And then from there, from the assessment, there are fine-tuned adjustments that need to be changed. And it could ultimately lead to an entire stop because there is not something that this step in your business is bringing. It's not bringing enough utility to you, and you're starting to waste time.
Right.
So I've been there to where I've implemented new programs in my law firm, and then after X many years of really trying to give it a good run, I come to this assessment, and I go, actually – it's the best thing that I stop this in totality. So it's a really good thought process for business owners to implement. And like you said, it can be universal in our parenting and everything else.
Right.
Well, we only have a couple more minutes, but I do want to hear very briefly from each of you. What was something that influenced you in your own personal walk with Christ? So if you look back, you've had a couple weeks of recovery here. I think we know what time zone we're back in. What's something that stood out to you as far as you as an individual?
We were at one church where Paul spoke, gave the message for the service, and afterwards we had a call to come up for prayer, and there was a young couple that came up, and the pastor grabbed me and said, "Go talk to them. They're Muslim." And I'm like, where's my translator? I don't know how to speak their language. And he goes, just pray for them. So I went over and I started praying, and they started to just come into tears. And then we did get the translator over, and they yeah. really saw the difference in Christ's, the liberty and the freedom yeah. that comes from Christ and the redemption story versus the oppression that they feel in their Islam. So I thought was really poignant for me to come back with a little bit more courage and boldness to even do something outside my comfort zone, which was speaking outside of a language.
Yeah. David, how about you?
Well, I think for me, it was how much need there is worldwide for Christ, for people to know Christ in so many areas. And I can't fix them all, unfortunately. I wish I could, but he can. And the trip overall was I think, more for me than anybody I interacted with. And I, it was neat to see through my wife and daughter's eyes.
For sure.
Also, so I'm really glad they were able to go with us.
Yeah. And, you know, we cannot fix it all as one individual, but fortunately we have a really big God who right. has calling upon many people's lives, who send them out right. into different places of the world to influence in different ways. And so we have opportunity to speak in churches, but then I use the years of experience in business, and both of you likewise brought that, and all of a sudden we have an opportunity to influence people, which is pretty amazing. Each of you do have businesses. Barry, you have a scanning business and photos. David, you are in insurance. Why don't you each take just a quick second and tell the listeners what you do?
Besides working with you at the law firm.
Yeah, that's
yes.
true.
No, I do have a side hustle, and it's called the Bear Services, and you can find us at www.thebearservices.com. We offer scanning services to turn your digital assets or your reel-to-reel movies or VHSs into a computer format that you can then share with your family. We can do memorials and weddings and prepare movies and slideshows for those as well. That's my favorite thing to do. So go to thebearservices.com and check us out.
Yeah, David, how about yourself?
Predominantly in the insurance world, predominantly employee benefits, life, health, disability for small groups and individuals. And Medicare is coming up, open enrollment. We do a lot with the health insurance in that area too.
Yeah. And how do people find you?
They would find me by calling.
Okay.
206-793-5858. I'm part of the Acrisure Insurance agency now, which is, I think, the fifth largest in the world now. So I became partners with them a couple of years ago.
Nice.
So it's been a good venture.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you, gentlemen, for being here in studio with me. I hope that you've enjoyed our special edition of the Legacy and Faith Show. If you'd like more information about our next mission trip, which is coming up in February, and how you might participate, whether it's actually coming, whether it's in prayer, whether it's financially, head over to legacyandfaith.com. There's a button where you can click Follow Paul's Mission. And likewise, if there's anything I can do for you, everybody needs good estate planning. Mm-hmm. So head over to legacyandfaith.com, and there's past podcasts, upcoming educational opportunities, ways to communicate with us, and it can all be found at legacyandfaith.com. Thank you so much for joining us today on this special edition. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Paul.
Thanks.
Thank you for joining us for the Legacy and Faith Show. You can find more information about the show and Paul Grant at legacyandfaith.com. Join us next week at the same time as we learn to build God's kingdom and continue our journey on how to protect wealth and family values for generations. All discussions on the Legacy and Faith Show are intended to be about general legal issues. If a situation applies to you, then we encourage you to seek specific legal advice. Please do not rely upon any discussions from this program in place of having a personal relationship with your attorney. Any listener question that may have been answered also does not constitute legal advice and does not establish a client-attorney relationship.